Welcome to our special edition of Scoop News Group's AI Week podcast. I'm Wyatt Cash, and we're here at Google Cloud Next in Las Vegas. And joining us here in the public sector booth on the expo floor is...
My name's Eric Brown. I'm the Chief Innovation Officer here at Vantech International. I'm responsible for delivering client capabilities to deliver for our client organizations.
Great. And Mike?
Hi, Wyatt. Nice to be here. My name is Mike Euster. I'm the CIO and CTO at Vantech. My responsibility is to take things that Eric develops and things that we want to show to our customers, showcase them on our own environment, and say that we did it first.
Well, give us a level set. How is Vantech working with Google, and in particular, to support the public sector?
Yeah, so what we're doing is we're using Google to start out with, right? So we implemented Google Workspace, started the project about a year ago, completed it about 8 months ago, and it was a terrific success. And what we're doing by that is showing that where there's a lot of trepidation with Google, whether it's, we have challenges with people that have misunderstandings of how Google has, what their offerings are in the public space, well, we're actually proving those out. You can get through any regulatory requirements that you need, and you can make it within your work environment. What that does then, and this is what I'm excited about as a CIO and a CTO, is it's providing a better environment for the federal worker, for the contractors who work through a federal worker in a collaboration environment. You get the power of Google by what Vantech's doing to deliver it. That's one area.
Yeah, so from my perspective, it's really exciting that I'm able to partner with Mike on delivering and testing out the capabilities that we're building for our clients internally first. And so one of the reasons why we do that is we want to create optionality for our clients, right? Currently, they have been beholden to legacy technologies and legacy way of doing things. And what we're able to do with, you know, the power of Google, whether it's Workspaces, Gemini, and some of the advanced artificial intelligence capabilities, is allowing us to really operationalize their data and helping clients specifically meet clients where they're at, help them design what the new journey is so they can basically create a intelligent assistant for a lot of the capabilities that they're trying to deliver across the U.S. public sector. And so what's interesting is Vantech is working across the federal civilian community, Department of Defense, and intelligence community customers. And our clients are demanding a consistent experience across how they want to operate within each one of those respective environments. What Google does helps us create a consistent experience and a capable set of applications. So they, you know, we're basically empowering users to be more than what they've been able to do. Look, we're facing very budget-constrained environments, and the only way that we're going to be able to meet, you know, external economic challenges is by being able to do more with technology. And so really excited to hear some of the announcements that were made today in terms of investments into hardware architectures, how they're looking to expand the GDC infrastructure, as well as, you know, the improvements that they're making to Workspace and artificial intelligence that we're going to be able to bring to our clients.
Well, speaking of that, you know, Thomas Kurian and his crew rolled out a lot of announcements today. Talk to us a little about what you thought were among the biggest highlights for public sector customers of what was announced today.
I think it was one that Eric hit on was GDC and GDCH. It's that shows Google's commitment to this space, because it's something that's needed and necessary in order to participate. And it shows that their commitment to it, and I think a doubling down. So I was very encouraged by that.
Yeah, to amplify that, so it's the existing accreditations, and more importantly, it's their commitment to security, right? So, you know, we often hear the terminology of zero trust, and, you know, it's kind of been embedded within the technology stack that Google has built for many years. The funny thing is that's the exact same way that Vantech has operated, because we actually come from a cyber background. We understand the inherent risks that are within the environment, and they're not doing security just for compliance. Rather, they're actually looking at ways to securely introduce technology to clients and making their data available to them without actually jeopardizing the administrative components of security.
And speaking of security, so could you elaborate a little bit more? What did you feel felt more secure about the generative AI and AI tools that Google announced today that would give agencies and their leaders greater confidence about the security and the privacy of their data?
Yeah, so I'll start and then I'll pass it on to Mike because we're actually introducing some of these technologies internally. So it's the way that they're carving through the data. So look, at the end of the day, internet is dirty. Like when you're building some of these foundational models, there's only so much that you can do to really zero in to completely trust the environment. However, what Google has done in ways to train their models is actually applying security principles and guardrails into the way that they're actually training the data. And what's important about that is that means that they're going to strip off all the chaff and make those foundational models that are as trustworthy as possible for clients to be able to adopt. Now, more importantly, that foundational model can then be tuned based on the agency's specific data. But more importantly, the way that they're doing the reserved hardware architecture to that client tenant means that that data never actually leaves that tenant going back into the foundational model. And so really, they're kind of embracing the concept of your data is owned within your environment and putting the proper security protections to include, you know, agency specific keys is what's going to control access to your data. So, yes, you're going to build and support the compute stack of how to actually train it. But in reality, the data is not actually leaking into the common infrastructure nor to the foundational model. So it basically is giving you complete autonomy and ability to take advantage of some of those technologies.
Yeah, just adding color to that, right? It really starts with Google with security first from your own guardrails, like what Eric talked about. And that's really important. People don't always think that, but you really see it in security first, including when you go implement it, you might have some issues with it because it is security first, which is a good thing to have. You don't want to start working with something saying, well, there's some security gaps. Really, we found the opposite going forward. That's one thing. The other thing is feature parity. So when I typically go to these conventions for other software manufacturers, when you get into the government space, it's like, okay, this is offered in commercial and we don't have a date yet and we can't commit to a date yet on when eventually you have that capability. That's not the case with this event, and it's not the case with what Google's rolling out for the federal sector. So with Gemini, right, it's on the roadmap, and it's going to be submitted soon, or if it's not already submitted, if you will. As soon as it gets submitted, Mantech's going to roll that out within our enterprise. Again, back to we're leading industry within Google, and we're going to lead with that way as well, because we've got the confidence of exactly what Eric said, that Google's got those guardrails and the protections in it built within that secure environment.
And then I'm curious, you know, the technology obviously is moving so fast, it's hard to even keep up with all the announcements today. How are you dealing with the learning curve that agencies require? So managers know what they need to commission, the IT team knows what they need to implement. You obviously help install and supplement that, but how are you going about helping them take full advantage of some of these capabilities?
Yeah, that is a great question. I think that's an evolving question. And it's a question to CIOs. And all of my fellow CIOs, we talk about this often because it's part of the changing role, if you will. The technology is moving so fast. And one of the things that we didn't mention about Google, but Eric hit on a little bit, was it's cloud native. It's cloud built. So that sets the basis for everything else that you build on. That makes things easier when you work with other cloud native applications. So rolling out technology from an IT perspective is a lot easier when you've built that foundation and you're in that cloud native environment. The problem is exactly what you say, Wyatt, is that now when you go to do the change management and say, this is a different way to collaborate, this is a different way to share, this is a different way you need to approach your job, and you can empower yourself to really work on higher end things, if you will, and move forward. That culture shift is the challenge now. And that's the adapting role of people who work in IT of how do you take these technologies and quickly get them out and show that proof to your customer base.
Yeah, to amplify that point, This is a change management problem, right? And I don't want to underestimate the power of sponsorship. You need to have a customer advocate that is willing and able to accelerate and adopt change, because you don't go from a monolithic application to AI, right? It's a journey. And you need to start with the problem in mind. And so one of the things that we've done is helping clients really zero in through our Pathfinder process, understanding the problem that they're trying to solve and helping them to transform and modernize their architecture and their environment so we can prep them to really take advantage of their data, right? Oftentimes I've heard clients say, hey, how much AI can I buy for $10 million? And sure, we could do that, but that's not really going to solve the problem that the client has. And so for us, and in partnership with, you know, organizations like Google, what we're able to do is really kind of zero in, start with the business process problem that our clients are having and applying the right technology to help them kind of create the accelerators needed for their environment. One example that for that specifically is how we're looking at workspaces and supporting a specific DoD client for the adoption of a, you know, workspace implementation to where they're able to do data sharing, how it's changing the way that they collaborate. And more importantly, it's giving them the power of, you know, that executive assistant as they're leveraging AI to really kind of supercharge the power users of that environment. Now, it's a pilot program, but more importantly, it's a pilot program that's starting to introduce how the changes can be adopted for the broader agency and what right looks like as they go through that change management journey.
And I'm curious your thoughts on this next question. At the pace of these developments, do the memos that have come out of OMB to try to give guidance to agency around AI, are they general enough to allow flexibility, or are they adequate to really keep up with how quickly these changes are coming down the pike so that an agency can really make the right decisions?
Yeah, so I'll start. Right now they're ambiguous enough to try to put some governance guardrails around what adoption can and should look like. However, I would be remiss to say that we need to be or have heavy governance. And part of the reason for that is because it stifles innovation. For me and some of the agencies that are really just trying to explore how to leverage technology, and really, like, we find that there's a lot of immaturity in how they even understand their data, let alone talk about how to regulate a emerging technology when you don't understand the foundation. It's kind of like, hey, you know what? You should buy this really high performance car part for a vehicle that doesn't run. It just doesn't really make sense. And so helping clients to really kind of navigate through some of that ambiguity has been fascinating, but it's only going to continue to evolve, right? I mean, there's a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt around the community, and it's incumbent on us, both industry and the technology sector, to help dispel some of those concerns, to really truly embrace how technology can aid us. It's not scary. It's not going to become Terminator. It's not going to be Skynet, where, you know, robots are trying to take over the world. Rather, we need to be able to say, hey, this is how we want to intelligently and responsibly adopt these technologies to help aid our workforce.
Yeah, I think they've been artfully and skillful and well thought out ambiguous for a reason, right? And I think that's the way to start with it, right? We want to lead in technology. We want to lead, and we do not want to fall behind. We don't want to lead with regulations. So I think we need to keep that in mind, of course, being careful with safety.
Absolutely. Well, Mike and Eric, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to join us here at Google Cloud Next and the public sector booth where we're recording this right now, and really appreciate your sharing your insights with us.
Sounds perfect.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you.
Terrific.
Appreciate it.